Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mm-mm-mm. Bogey Wojo, 97.1 The Ticket.
Now, what does this mean before we go straight to the phones?
Yes.
People really are angst-ridden and lamenting and really pissed off about Michigan State's loss and very angry at Izzo, and I totally get it. And I do think he screwed it up to a certain degree. And what could you say completely? Well, they did miss some shots, okay? And Bright Bridges did go 4-for-18. But no, I still put it much more on Izzo. But I'll read this ticket text at 97136. Hey, Wojo, my kid said to tell you that Izzo may be old, but at least he doesn't swear on the radio. Does ass count as a swear word?
Please, no.
No, it doesn't, does it?
We can't say...
That's the only one I said.
We can't say any of the good ones.
No, you know, no.
As far as I'm concerned, the ones that we can't say on the air, those are the swear words.
Yeah.
You know?
Trust me, we
can say...
Anything
we can say on the air is not bad.
We can say arse.
It's all very appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Yeah.
I mean, we still have jobs. Let's go to Lenny in Wald Lake here on 97 on the Ticket. What's up, Lenny, somehow?
Yes, how you doing?
Hello, Leonard.
I'm tired of you guys stealing all my lines, but no, let's just get to the bottom line.
Okay.
You know, you got it. There's no doubt. Who puts the players in? Who decides who's going to go where? Who fires them up? Who?
The coach. Right,
so, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just get to the bottom line. You've said all of the things you guys can say. You know, even if you looked at Izzo's face after, he did not look like he was. He looked like a deer in the headlights, I think, but he didn't look like himself. So he sets the players up to be in the positions that they are. Are you there, guys?
Yep.
He didn't adjust in the second half. You know what that reminds me of? The Lions.
Oh, jeez. Oh, God.
Okay,
easy.
Let's stop the Lions right there. I know. Nobody brought that up. But here's another thing. Like Joe Paterno, when he was 75 and the Penn State couldn't win a game. And all of a sudden, Joe just sort of, I'm sure he, the point is if he's not going to adjust to something like that. You got all their team fouled out. They play with seven guys. They got walk-ons coming in. All our guys are 6'3", 4'5", 6'7", 8", 250 pounds, and we don't go inside.
Well, I don't even care. I mean, the size thing doesn't even necessarily bother me. Appreciate it, Lenny. You're kind of all over the place there.
It was a little bit over the map.
Yeah,
sure.
A little bit. But let's get down to the bottom line. I like that he said that twice to start the phone call. I'm with you. They needed to go inside. Ultimately, that is the thing that ended up undoing Michigan State. The fact that they settled for almost 43 pointers against that zone.
That's unbelievable when you think about it.
Is ridiculous, especially because they weren't having any success with it.
Right.
Like at a certain point, you got to find a different way to attack it. And again, Jim Boeheim and Syracuse, they want you to do that.
Of course they do. And being there at the Little Caesars Arena, courtside, I'm telling you, this isn't a siren thing. This is a legitimate, astute analysis.
Okay.
Open shots against that Syracuse zone are not as open as they appear because they go Syracuse across the line. I forget what it was. 6'3", 6'5", 6'6", 6'8", 6'10", 7'2". And those arms, they're not quite. Bridges was talking about the game like it's really hard because you're never as open as you think you are, ever, because those arms come up there. And so, yes, you go inside. Nick Ward was 4 for 5 from the field. He only played 16 minutes. Ben Carter played 23 minutes. Ben Carter, who had played a total of 39 minutes since January 1st, played 23 minutes. And maybe he knew where to be and how to facilitate, but there were oftentimes they left him alone 8 feet from the basket. He didn't take a shot. He only took 2 shots in the game. That had to be altered. It had to be.
The blueprint is there. You have somebody working the baseline. Could have been Nick Ward. You're right. Yeah, he was all right from the field. He was 4 for 5. Clearly a guy that can finish
inside.
Turned
the ball over a bit early on. Okay, don't be obsessed about that, though.
You got to stick with your guys. Yeah. I mean, and Tom Izzo completely bailed on that. Not to mention, he didn't put them in a great, you know, position to succeed against that 2-3 zone. It should have been Jaren Jackson, you know, in the middle there, making all the decisions, getting the ball to him immediately. Go down low to Nick Ward, possibly kick out to Langford or Winston or Bridges, whichever one, and try to attack the zone whenever you had an opportunity. And all they wanted to do was stand up top and shoot threes. That's not how you win. And I get Michigan State isn't even that bad of a three-point shooting team.
No, they're a good three-point shooting team.
You can't just sit there and keep jacking when it's not working.
No, they panicked as the shot clock went down because they passed it around for 20 seconds, and then they panicked, and then they took what they thought was an open shot, and it really wasn't that open.
Go to Terry in Detroit. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Terry?
Hey, guys. How you doing there?
Hello, Terrence.
Yeah, first time, long time.
Welcome aboard.
I tell you, you know, a lot of the guys that, you know, kind of stole my thunder, but a lot of times I look at things from a standpoint of the players, and when it comes down to that clock is running down fast, and when you put in inexperienced, everybody's inexperienced at that point, because I don't care if you're a senior, junior, like you're saying, Bogey, it doesn't matter. If you're not have the ability and the mindset to play against the zone and knowing when to attack, when to back it up, when to go down low, at the same time, it gets frustrating. And right. Was I the only one that seen how Cassius Winston, he was dribbling the ball up and he was frustrated and he banged the ball down, and it almost carried.
Yep. You know, so a few times it looked like he had trouble controlling the ball, like he was sick.
But he was so frustrated, and I think that sometimes Tom puts a lot on his point guards and also on his players, where they get to a point where they wasn't shooting shots. They was almost like a prayer, something like throwing it up there and hoping. Not a good flow came within within the offense, and like you've been saying, we've been seeing it all year. It wasn't the zone; it was happening all year, just about. You know, where he was in his substitution. So it's a cope. It's the whole thing. And I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna show. I'm dating myself here, but
I do it every
tell
Friday.
You what it reminds me of is John Thompson. You remember when John Thompson won that championship early in his career? But he never was able to get that Ewing team, that tough team, that rough and tough team like he had when he had the Ewings and Reggie Williams and that type of team. And after that, he just got stuck in his ways.
Well, Terry, it comes down to appreciate
That's
the call.
That's an interesting
Very
analogy
interesting.
That Patrick Ewing being the Mateen Cleaves Izzo comparison, always searching for that model and realizing that that model may not exist anymore.
But Woj, it comes down to adjusting and evolving, and that's in any walk of life. That's in your career. That's in, I mean, look, the way that, you know, cell phones are continuing to change and how much technology is out there. That's the way life is. And basketball is the exact same way. It's a totally different game these days. And I hate to do the comparison because we always do Michigan and Michigan State, but John Beilein just 6 years ago didn't even know what a high pick and roll was. Then suddenly Trey Burke comes onto campus and his coaching staff's looking at him going, hey, coach, you know, some high pick and roll here. You know, Trey Burke seems to be pretty good at that. And Beilein in his press conference is like, my goodness, I had no idea that the high pick and roll could be so effective. It's like, coach, it's been around for like 25
years. He had no idea how important on the ball defense was. And he goes and hires a defensive coordinator and the Luke Yaklich guy. And Xavier Simpson is a maniac. So I agree.
You have to adapt and adjust.
But you know,
have a game plan.
I agree. But sometimes it takes a loss like this for it to hit you over the head. Because I'm not going to sit here, because I can hear some people and I see some ticket tech saying, "Cripes, we make a couple other shows. You guys all of a sudden think Izzo can't coach." And I'm not saying that at all. But he raised the standards. He would be the first to admit it's not about winning one or two NCAA tournaments. It's about winning it all.
Especially this year.
And they, for the last three tournaments, they have not got out of the first weekend. They ain't been close to winning it all. And two of those three teams were picked by a lot of people to win it all. That's the standard that Izzo set.
And I think the thing is, too, like the Middle Tennessee loss, you know, just a couple of years ago, I don't want to say you accept it. Obviously, people were still pissed, and it was shocking. But Middle Tennessee pigged. They went out there and just
they did.
Three after three
giddy
after
pots,
three.
Giddy pots,
like,
giddy
it's
pots,
like UMBC
pots.
Over the weekend.
Kind
went
of.
Out there and knocked 15 three-pointers down. If a team's going to go
Similar.
Out there and play the game of their night, of their life, excuse me, for 40 minutes, okay, you know what? Sucks. But you kind of understand how it happens. Syracuse played awful. That's a terrible team.
Syracuse played the game of their season, a season that includes 13 losses.
And they're not even good.
Exactly the way they've always played. They shot 36%. They stood there with their arms outstretched.
Well, you needed 56 points to win that game.
I mean,
it's not like Syracuse went out there and was just breaking Michigan State down and scoring 75 points, running away with it. Ugh.
They made one key offensive play and shot. Tyus Battle got around
contested mid-range.
A contested
yep.
Josh Langford contested it 47 seconds left to give him a 3-point lead. That's it. 3-point lead, insurmountable in that
how
game.
How do you lose that game? 248-539-9797. We'll get back to the phones coming up. It's Bogey and Wojo, 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back to school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.